I'd like to tell you about a man who lived in Austria in the early part of this century. His name was Victor Schauberger. He came from a long-standing family tradition of foresters and became a forester himself. As a child, the old traditional knowledge about trees, water, and log transport were passed down to him. As a forester, he had ample opportunity of studying the workings of nature in unspoilt alpine forests. Being a very intuitive man, very much in tune with nature, he soon developed ideas and theories regarding nature and particularly water that were in conflict with the conventional scientific understanding. In the 1920s, he designed log transport flumes, incorporating his unconventional ideas, which were very successful. Understand and copy nature was his maxim. He criticized the scientific and technological establishments very sharply for being ignorant about the true workings of nature and for the destructive effects their understanding in the areas of forestry, agriculture, water management, and energy generation had on the environment. Early on, he discovered by studying nature firsthand that there was an underlying principle governing all natural processes. This principle he called implosion. He became a prolific writer and inventor. His inventions were linked to water supply, natural river regulation, agriculture, propulsion, and energy generation, and were all based on implosion. During the Second World War, the Nazis became interested in his ideas and forced him to develop levitational flight objects based on implosion. In the 1950s, an American commercial consortium became interested in Victor and lured him to America under false pretenses. There, he was made to write down all his knowledge and was only allowed to return to Austria after having signed away his rights to existing and future ideas he might have. He died a broken man only days of returning from America. We all know that explosion is a sudden expansion of matter. Fuel, for instance, is exploded in our car engines, which is what makes them go. So, is implosion merely the opposite of explosion?
Precisely. Implosion is a suctional process that causes matter to move inwards, not outwards, as in the case of explosion. This inward or centripetal motion, however, does not follow a straight radial path to the center. It follows a spiraling, whirling path. This is called a vortex and is a secret of nature. Have you ever wondered why bath water, when emptied, flows through the plug hole in this spiraling vortex fashion? Water will always try to follow the path of least resistance. This is what the vortex is enabling it to do. It is reducing resistance by curving more and more inwards, thereby avoiding the confrontational resistance of straight motion. This is the fundamental reason for the plug hole vortex phenomenon. The Coriolis effect, due to the Earth's rotation, determines the directional spin of large-scale natural vortices, such as whirlwinds. The direction of small-scale vortices, such as your bathtub vortex, are more determined by movement of your bath water before you pull the plug. A plug hole vortex only needs a small impulse to set it in motion either way. Try it out next time you empty the bath and listen to those sucking, gurgling noises. That is implosion in action. A characteristic feature of a vortex is that the outside of the vortex moves slowly and the center moves fast. As water is imploded in a vortex, suspended particles, which are denser than water, are sucked into the center of flow, frictional resistance is reduced, and the speed of the flow increased. This was verified through experiments conducted by Professor Franz Pöpel at the Stuttgart Technical University in Germany in 1952. The vortex motion, which also causes a drop in temperature and increase in density, is paramount for water to stay healthy and disease-free. Natural water courses are naturally spiraling and meandering, and the water in them forms whirls and eddies, which are vortices. This vortex motion can also be observed in whirlwinds. The suctional force generated within tornadoes is typically strong enough to lift houses and uproot trees. In stark contrast to nature, the conventional technical motion along straight paths causes resistance to build up exponentially with speed. A small increase in speed causes a large increase in resistance. Pressure and temperature are increased. This means that the higher the speed, the greater the losses to friction.
What does that mean in practical terms?
Well, a practical example would be driving your car at 80 miles per hour as opposed to 60. At 80, the confrontational resistance of the body of air that you are displacing by driving in your car is much greater than that at 60. Hence, you use more petrol at 80 miles per hour. In nature, there are virtually no straight forms, and whenever possible, vortices, spirals, and curves are produced to reduce resistance. Yet in conventional technology, explosion, combustion, and straight motion are employed, all of which increase resistance and temperature and are fundamentally against nature and every living thing. The realization of this caused Victor Schauberger, the father of implosion technology, to proclaim emphatically, "Our technologists are moving matter incorrectly. Their technologies and interference with nature is detrimental to us and our planet."